This weekend, in Penn State's Schwab Auditorium, Fuse Productions presents the musical Chess. WPSU's Christine Allen reports on how the rather quiet game becomes high drama.
So how does this musical make a chess tournament dramatic? With the help of a powerful and eclectic musical score, for one thing, sung almost all the way through like an opera. But chess games on stage? Two of the show's stars, Matthew Heidzik and Natalie Weiss, have an answer.
Watching two actors play chess on stage is one of the most boring things you could possibly ever witness.
They're lovely ballet dancers to tell the story there.
Yeah. The dancers are dressed in black and white, acting out the conflict between the pieces as the chess game continues behind them at fast forward speed. But much of the drama of chess comes from the conflict between the U.S. and the Russians. In the early 1980s, tensions were high between the U.S. and what was then the Soviet Union. And lyricist Tim Rice, who wrote the book for Jesus Christ Superstar, had an idea for a musical that would reflect those tensions in the realm of world championship chess.
The recording came out in 1984 while I was in college, and it blew my mind.
Richard Beaver is founder of Fuse Productions in State College and directs this production of Chess.
It was the era of the big, splashy British import musicals, but this one seemed different somehow. I think it's because of the content. It's a serious content. It's political.
Beaver says the show was a fitting choice for Fuse right now, with Russia in the news on almost a daily basis.
So this idea of bringing back the Cold War seems very appropriate right now.
There's a whole game going on underneath the game of chess.
Matthew Heidzik plays the brash American chess grandmaster, Freddie Trumper.
It's an intricate game between two superpowers that had to step very, very carefully.
Heidzik is one of three professional actors Fuse Productions brought in to lead the cast. The three stars of this production are all graduates of Penn State. Kevin Toniazzo Naughton stars as the Russian contender, Anatoly Sergeyevsky.
The characters even have their own music surrounding their thoughts and their dealings throughout the show and their character development. Anatoly has more of a classical theme surrounding him. Where then with some of the other songs, you definitely have that pop and that rock. That really shined through.
Natalie Weiss, another PSU graduate, plays Florence Vassy, a Hungarian-born chess player who's caught in a love triangle with the two men.
When Anatoly admits to his wife that he loves Florence, I'm sort of watching it from an objective point of view. And he says, I love her. And then I know him so well from a narrative perspective, so I can kind of remove myself from the situation and the duet happens. So I definitely relate to that.
The original recording of this song, I Know Him So Well, was a hit single in the mid-1980s. But the biggest top 40 hit from Chess back in 1985 was a rather cheeky rap song about a chess tournament in Bangkok. Matthew Heidzik rapping as Freddie Trumper with some friendly backup singers hanging on his every word and sometimes on him. Starting tonight, Russia and America face off over the chessboard in the musical Chess. Will there be collusion, corruption, conspiracy? All are in play when two grandmasters meet for the World Championship. I'm Christine Allen, WPSU.